podcast. God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
God bless you. God bless you. As always, listen, you don't want to touch that dial, because the man of God is going to be coming to you, none other than in the person of Pastor Arthur LaValle. He calls himself King Arthur. Amen. He's going to be joining you in just a little bit. So again, we'd like you to just always get out the pencil, get out the paper, and get ready to jot down the golden nuggets that he's going to be sharing with you. Because one thing about it, amen, when you learn to glean through the word of God and when you hear the word of God, it's able to transform your life. And I tell you what, I enjoy listening to him as well, because he's sharing some relevant right now information that needs to be regarded in the body of Christ. Amen. I love it because, you know what, it helps us know where you are supposed to be. Amen. If God has given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness, amen, if we don't use it, it's on us. And they even had a saying out there in the world, and I don't know how true it is, but they say, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So we don't want to lose anything. Even Jesus said, Father, all that you have given me, I've lost none except the son of perdition. So we want y'all to get ready, because Pastor LaValle is in the house. Amen. And we just thank and praise God for him. Amen. With the Kingdom Fellowship broadcast. Amen. Me and my wife, we talk about it all the time, how much we enjoy listening to him bring that word. And amen, we go back and we get a chance to go over it too. So Pastor is in the house. And Pastor, are you ready? Or you need a few more minutes?
No, we ready. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right,
thank
then.
Jesus. We'll put that CD. We'll start at number 8. And hey, we'll count it an honor and a privilege.
All right.
To share with God's people the love of God. Hello, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. As I always say, what an honor. And what a tremendous privilege and honor it is to be able to be used by God. The honor is being used by God, but just as great honor is being used by God, the greater honor, I believe, to me, you know, is to be able to share the love of God with you. Boy, that's a tremendous honor right there. That God will put me before such distinguished men and women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And share with you all. You turn it down just a little bit. And share with you all the love of God. Sometimes, as I am right now, I just stand in awe. I stand in awe of the God that we serve. And I stand in awe of all mankind, especially those who God has privileged me to serve.
So right now, I want to take this opportunity to bow before every last one of you who are under the sound of my voice. To bow before you. Because it's just, it's diplomatic courtesy that whenever you come into the company or into the homes of a king or a queen, it's just diplomatic courtesy to bow. So I'd like to take this opportunity in this radio station right now to bow before every last one of you. Because I know who God sent me to serve. He sent me to serve kings and queens. I know who you are. Boy, my greatest desire, I say it's a tremendous honor to be used by God, but boy, the greatest honor, boy, is that which God has called to be used by God for, that purpose be fulfilled. And that purpose, boy, is that you may come to the fullness of the stature of Christ, so that you might know who you are, so that you might know whose you are. So that you might know why you're here, everything that you can do, and when it's all said and done, where you're going to end up at. But I want you to know that. I discovered that truth. I've been reading and studying, man, God's word since 1980. But since I was a child, I would read the Bible because I was brought up in church and but from 1980 until today, all I know is the word of God. If you push this button, if you push my button, ain't nothing coming out, man, but the word of God. That's it. For the last 40 years, I just filled myself up with the word of God, day and night. Not some days. Not most days, every day. I give myself to the ministry of God's word. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That he may lead and guide me into the truths of God's word. Not just the knowledge of it, but the truths of it. It's not so that I could be lifted up and puffed up, man, because that's all knowledge will do. It'll lift you up and puff you up. But for this purpose right here, that I might come on this radio broadcast, man, and be able to share with you the unadulterated. Hallelujah. Incorruptible. Indestructible. Ever living seed of God's word. Into the hearts of great men and great women, you know, into your heart. And if you tune in to this radio broadcast, I pray that, boy, you're good ground. Because, boy, the seed that fall in good ground, it grows up, man, and it brings forth 30-fold, 60-fold, all the way up to 100-fold return until we, man, walk in all the reality of what it means to be children of the Most High God. Until we become who we already are. Right now, we're becoming. And when you come to the knowledge of that, you know what the Bible, you know what the good news is, saints and mighty men and mighty women of God and kings and queens and rulers. You know what the good news about that, you know, you're coming into the knowledge of that where you cease from all your works. And boy, you enter into a rest. Sometimes we have all these controversies and discussions about, you know, the Sabbath day and this and that and what day it is. Man, all that's irrelevant to what in the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord. But that you might keep the seventh day and keep it holy. That you might remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You know what the Sabbath day is? God finished all his rest. God finished, let me say it right, God finished all his work. He was through. And he rested. Boy, when you enter into a book, God's plan and purpose for your life and come to the knowledge of the boy, you cease from all your works and you enter into your rest. And every day be your Sabbath day. Not just a Saturday or Sunday, but every day will be a day of rest where you are resting in the finished work, boy, of your Father in heaven. Hello. What you resting in? You're resting in the finished work of your Father in heaven. Do you? Let me tell you something. You might not know this here, but boy, God already finished with your life. He set the end from the beginning. He finished with us first. Then he started. That's how awesome he is. I'm going to say that again. The Bible say in the book of Isaiah chapter 46, it say, hey, fix this in your heart and in your mind. It's God. It's talking to his people. He say, I'm God and ain't none like me. You got all kind of, ain't none like me. You can say what you want to say, do what you want, put them all up there, but ain't none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. And my counsel shall stand. What do you say? Hey, listen, ain't no God like me. That's why we're saying ain't no God like our God. It ain't. Well, boy, I'm telling you how powerful he is. He finished first. He declared the end first. I'm gonna say something that you might not realize, you might not understand, but he showed it to you, man, first. He shows you your end first. He showed us our end in the beginning of the word, and he showed us our end at the end of the word. And everything in between, man, Genesis chapter 1, he showed us the beginning. He showed us the end. In the first chapter of your Bible, he showed you the finished product. And then in Revelation chapter 21, he showed you the end of that product. In the end of the Bible. And everything between man, that beginning and that end, everything in between that is a means to one end. That's why I say it's the greatest story that ever been told. Everything in between that, all the prophets, all the stories, all the messages, all the preaching, all the books, all the writings, everything is a means to one end, boy. And that's God's original plan and purpose and I for our lives. Here's his original plan and purpose for your life that I count it an honor and a privilege, boy, that I can come on this broadcast and share it with you. This is original plan and purpose for your life. That it be in your life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And that you represent your Father in heaven in the unseen realm where he is here on earth. That earth be a colony of heaven. That same thing that's going on in heaven be going on in earth. The way they talk in heaven, the way we talk here on earth. The way they walk in heaven, the way we walk here. The way they act in heaven, the way they live in heaven. All everything, just as it is in heaven. That's his purpose. Let me tell you something, boy, and his purpose, man, ain't never going to change. So his counsel going to stand. Sometimes his plans change, but his purpose, and everything that he's doing, man, is for boy toward the fulfillment of that purpose. Let me tell you something, boy. And if he said it, he's going to do it. And if he spoke it, it's coming to pass. That's why I say we be coming. In between Genesis chapter, that verse in the beginning of the Bible, let me just quote it to you. And this, he showed you the end first. Now, this before church as we know it. It's before it was any apostles and prophets. It's before any singing and choir. Before all of that. The Bible saying God said, let's make man just like us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let's make mankind just like us. Same character that we have. Same nature that we have. Same functions, the way we function. In our image, that's what image is, character and nature. In our likeness, I mean, to function like him, walk like him, talk like him, live like him, act like him, think like him, be like him. In one place, according to the Bible, be holy, why? For the Lord your God is holy. In other words, just be like him. Then he said this, and let them